Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Some Black faith leaders, civil rights advocates, and elected officials are denouncing President Trump's threats to send the military to Chicago. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports activist Liddell Hayes was among speakers today at a press conference of people who say Trump's threats are racist and will harm Black Chicagoans. Here's Hayes addressing the president.
You're supposed to serve the people. We are the people. So tell me, how can you protect the people when you want to harm the people? You want to do something for the people? Bring those funds back into this city.
Hayes and other Black leaders are calling on the White House to restore federal funding for violence prevention programs instead. They credit those programs with the decline in violent crime in the city. Airports in Chicago are getting ready for a busy holiday weekend. My colleague Noah Jennings reports nearly 1.8 million passengers are expected to make their way through O'Hare and Midway airports through Tuesday. O'Hare is expecting more than 1.5 million passengers during that time, and Midway will welcome almost 300,000 travelers. The City Department of Aviation says the total number of passengers is expected to exceed numbers from last year and even beat pre-pandemic record year of 2019. And Friday is expected to be the busiest day at both airports. The department is reminding people to arrive early and bring a real ID or a passport. People who live in Chicago's Uptown neighborhood now have a new way to access free Narcan, the overdose reversal medication. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the Chicago Department of Public Health is trying to curb overdoses by repurposing newsstands. So these free Narcan boxes are now available inside blue newsstands, making the life-saving drug more accessible. Ryan Bilateri works with CDPH.
The data from this year is showing a 24% decrease in opioid-related overdoses. And while the number of opioid-related fatalities in Chicago has decreased slightly, there are still more deaths from opioid-related overdose in Chicago every year than from homicides or traffic crashes combined.
She says newspaper stands provide easy and discreet access to the medication. Health officials say Narcan is also available throughout the city at various locations and vending machines. You're listening to The Rundown. Today is going to be the day Oasis plays Chicago. This is the band's 20th stop tonight on a sold-out tour that has been the talk of rock music all year. Fans have been waiting for 16 years for brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher to reunite. And for one fan in Chicago, this reunion hits especially close to home. Camilla Trimberger Ruiz takes us to the city's Lakeview neighborhood.
Well, he lives in Chicago, but Nathaniel Murphy obviously isn't from here.
I'm from Ireland originally, a place called County Mayo, but I grew up in Manchester.
He started listening to the band when he was a kid.
You grew up in the 90s in Manchester, and they're everywhere. They're on the radio. All your mates are listening to them, and you know, you can't help but get inspired by that.
Just like Noel and Liam Gallagher, the brothers who formed Oasis, Murphy is Irish but was raised in Manchester. The Gallaghers are a bit older than him, but they grew up in the same neighborhood. They went to the same school, had some of the same teachers. They're pretty sure they even had the same dentist. But for Murphy, Oasis isn't just the hometown heroes. They were also the inspiration for his own musical career.
One, two, three.
It's a Monday morning at the Chicago Music Exchange in Roscoe Village, where Murphy works. He's playing a few riffs of the song Live Forever. We're sitting in a room at the store called The Vault, where they keep their very rare and very expensive guitars. Murphy says the draw of Oasis isn't their tabloid coverage or their rivalry with Blur. It's just the music.
It's just hit after hit after hit. It's literally constant. There's no, dare I say, nonsense of like a light show or this or that, or, you know, it's just straight up rock and roll, just bang, bang, bang. It's brilliant.
Now, for the first time in 16 years, the Brit Rock powerhouse is bringing those hits on a sold-out stadium tour. Tickets for their Chicago date sold out in 19 minutes. Not only is Murphy seeing the group at Soldier Field tonight, but he saw them in Dublin a few weeks ago. Still, we'd be remiss to boil Murphy down to just being an Oasis fan, because he's kind of a rock star himself. Murphy was busking on Michigan Avenue when he first moved to Chicago back in 2012. He later got his gig at the Music Exchange and eventually made an Instagram, at Zeppelin Barnatra, posting videos of himself playing the guitar. The account now boasts nearly 450,000 followers.
I've never wanted to come across as like an influencer or, you know, something like that. I've always been a guitarist.
The video that you're hearing has 3.7 million views on YouTube. It's him playing Don't Look Back in Anger in front of Noel Gallagher.
Again.
Murphy's boss at the Music Exchange surprised him with a visit from Noel in 2023. The two teamed up to gift Murphy with a Gibson Noel Gallagher J150, a limited edition guitar. Only 200 were ever made. Noel even signed it for Murphy.
He was just the nicest guy you could meet, and he's just a very down-to-earth guy. First thing he did, he came up to me and said, "Oh, you're from Manchester, you whereabouts?" So it was interesting how he knew that.
And now, between Murphy's online following and meeting kids coming into the store from the School of Rock down the street, he's inspiring a new generation of rockers himself.
The thought of me inspiring kids to pick up a guitar is baffling to me, because I remember being on the edge of my bed when I was 13, after like a month of playing, like in tears, literally in tears. I couldn't change from an E minor to a G major. I mean, for anyone who wants to pick up the guitar, it's the best thing I ever did. Yes, it's going to be very frustrating to begin with, but if you stick with it, it's literally a lifetime of joy. Absolutely the best thing, and I recommend anyone to try it.
Camilla Trimberger-Ruiz, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny skies, some scattered showers, a high in the mid-70s and partly cloudy tonight, a low near 60, and then Friday sunny and cooler with a high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening. And all the roads.